My name is Ingrid. I am 17 years old. Today is January 15th. And I'm speaking with
Kit Peterson.
Kit Peterson, who is my band teacher. We are recording this interview in Salt Lake City, Utah. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was a perfect child growing up. At least that's what my mother says about me. And so I never did anything wrong and never got into trouble. I was a very good kid. So that being said, I did get into trouble a few times. In fact, at one point in junior high, me and a friend decided to make a toilet papering business where we would actually get other students to pay us money to go toilet paper their friends or people that they needed to have, you know, toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did that business go for you?
Well, we didn't make as much money as we hoped, but there were a few places that we really mummified trees and things like that. So it was a lot of fun.
Wow, so people actually like paid you to toilet
paper? Yeah, it was great.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I really feel bad, because sometimes we would mummify those trees, and the next spring we'd look at those trees and they weren't there anymore, so we may have, anyway.
Murdered some trees.
Yeah.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events?
Both. So I got kicked out of band in the fifth grade for goofing around and not going to class and stuff like that. And then when I got into junior high in seventh grade, my band teacher helped me out a bit. Actually, I think it was eighth grade, where I got good on saxophone and learned how to improvise and went back to that teacher. We went back as a junior high jazz band, performed at the elementary mm-hmm. school, and I was playing improvised solos.
And that teacher was like, what?
That teacher just came up and he couldn't believe it. And it was great, great payback. Great payback for that teacher who kicked me out. So, yeah, there's a few memories there. My parents were divorced as I was going into high school. And that really changed things a bit for me. My mom moved out and eventually to Chicago. And I spent most of my childhood either at my dad's or my grandparents' or friends' houses and things like that. So I had some pretty good friends back then.
So
who took me in.
Okay, so who would you say had a bigger impact on you? Your band teacher or your parents' divorce? Or like
I don't know. I think they're both very impactful. Just depends on how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah. Either so. Negative or positive.
They're both of them were, you know.
Yeah.
So
was your parents' divorce, how did that affect you emotionally?
Well, my mom was the one that was the emotional support of the family, and she just took off and left. And my dad decided to spend the rest of my time in high school on the couch watching TV. And so he wasn't really available for anything. So, yeah, that was a really rough time.
So did you raise yourself?
Pretty much.
As in, like, emotionally building yourself up mm-hmm. and, like, working hard to not end up
yep.
like that?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Happy memories. Well, a funny memory. This is more funny than happy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
whatever.
So when I was in fourth grade, I had my very first sleepover as a kid. And it was cute. My friend was from Draper, and he came up and had a little suitcase that his parents had packed for him and got him all ready. And and they got him a nice little, a cute little sleeping bag on the floor and stuff like that. They had him all set up and everything, and we were just playing and stuff like that. And when it was time to go to bed, I went to bed in the bed. He went on the floor, and in the middle of the night, he sees me get out of bed and start wandering around the room. And he's going, "Hey, Kip, what are you doing?" And I just, I was mumbling. And he would ask me again, and I start walking around him. And he's going, "What are you doing, Kip? What are you doing?" and I just kept mumbling, and I stopped right, so his head is right directly below me. And I just stopped there. And I just, and I just throw up all over his head.
Oh, no.
And he is screaming, just terrified, he's just screaming. And my mom comes and she rushes in. She thinks someone's dying. And she grabs him and she yanks him and puts him into the bathroom and just shoves his head into the sink and the water's going. And he's yelling because now he's all wet and with vomit everywhere. And he's just totally traumatized. And she's like washing him up and gives him a towel. And she comes to me.
Oh, no.
And she goes and she shakes me. And she's like, "What are you?" And I was just in bed. I went back to bed. And she shakes me like, "What did you do the other night?" And I wake up and I go, "What are you doing? What? What? What do you want?" And she goes, "What? What are you talking about?" And she realizes I was sleepwalking this entire time. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Oh my god!
And so, she goes. She was trying not to bust out laughing at this point, and she was very stern with me. She was trying to be, and she said, "You need to go apologize to Nathan right now." So I go into the bathroom where my friend is, and his eyes are this. There is just wide, just. And he's all wet from getting just smushed under the sink by my mother, and I look at him and I go, "I'm sorry," and he's like, "That's okay," and I go, "You got a little bit right there hanging out of your nose."
So did he ever come to a sleepover again?
He did.
He did.
We were friends for a long time after that. We had many adventures.
That's good. So do you still sleepwalk?
No, not as much.
Not as much, but you still do.
I haven't sleepwalked in years.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
You know, when I was young, I had a band teacher who helped me out, and it was, you know, 7th, 8th grade, and I thought, you know, this isn't so bad. I could do this, and so I thought about music all the way back then.
7th grade, 8th grade,
and I just wanted to help people, and I had some different jobs and things like that between. Mm-hmm. Being a music teacher, but I've always wanted to be a music teacher.
Oh.
So, but it really didn't matter what I did. I wanted to help people when I was younger, and I get to do that now, and it's not that much different. I really had things kind of open, really.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Important lessons. I'm trying to come up with a story for this. You know, I met people when I was younger who took life so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always beating themselves up. They were always just finding something that went wrong, and they always were very hard on themselves. And they worried about everything. And you know, when you worry, you just suffer twice, yeah. Right?
Yeah, you do.
So, I've tried to make things a little bit more easygoing. And I'm still working on this to make things so that you don't take yourself so seriously. That you accept the good and the bad with everybody. Mm-hmm. Not just with situations, but with people, you know.
Okay, I'm going to add to that because I remember freshman year when I used to be a little brat and I totally, like, disrespected you during your class, and that was not okay. But the next day, you did nothing to me. You were, like, so kind. Like if you had accepted that I was going through a tough time at that time, and that I was, like, you can still see that there was good there. And it was, like, mm-hmm. It was very nice. That's when I, like, appreciated you as a teacher.
There's a lot of good in you, Ingrid. Yeah. More than you see in yourself. So.
Do you have any regrets?
I've made a lot of mistakes, but those mistakes have made me who I am, and I've learned a lot from them. Without those mistakes, I wouldn't be here. I don't know what I'd be. So, regrets? Not really.
Yeah, I had a feeling you wouldn't have any. So let's talk about your mistakes. What's one mistake? What's one mistake that, like, really made you?
Mistakes. Boy. Well, let's talk about this one. So one of my biggest mistakes is not being ready to be married. And when I got married, I was too young. I wasn't just a snot-nosed kid, didn't know what I was doing.
At what age did you get married?
I don't know, 24, 25. Horribly young age. Mm. You're just a moron until you hit 30, I think. So, I've been married 3 times. This is my 3rd wife. And, I didn't realize something that my mom said earlier. She said, don't get married to the person you like, that you hang out with, that's a lot of fun and it's great to be around. Don't marry that person. Marry the person you can't live without.
That's so cute.
And I didn't think that existed until I met my 3rd wife.
That's, yeah.
You know, I got married that first time and thought, you know, I'm just gonna make this work. It didn't work very well. So what I learned from my mistakes is that my mother was right. Don't let her know that. And that there are people out there that are just like you, that you get along like 2 peas in a pod, like just you're meant to be. And that's out there. There's so many people out there. So that was one of my biggest mistakes that happened to be my biggest learning experience.
That's awesome. So
I guess.
Well, it's I like the quotes. Oh, I like okay. The quotes. So did you have any kids with the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a girl and 3 boys.
Mm-hmm. What's the girl's name?
The girl's name is Jessica. Yeah. She's my oldest.
You said a girl and 2 boys, right?
3 boys.
3 boys.
3 boys.
Oh. What are the boys' names?
David, Jonathan, and Ryan.
And with the other two? Did you have any other kids with the other wives?
I've got one, and she's 2 years old with my third wife, and her name's Josephine. So there's more mistakes.
All right, let's leave the mistakes in the past and talk about what are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Personally and professionally, personally, I'm very proud of my kids and how they're turning out. I'm proud that they're able to see a lot of things clearly, that they don't fall apart when somebody gets mad at them and says you suck. They're more apt to just come back and say, so? And so? Just, so what if I suck? I've got my own issues, you got plenty of yours. So having them be happy and have the opportunity to be happy is really something that I'm proud of, because that's something I'd like to leave as kind of a legacy for them. Mm-hmm. Being able to be strong and confident and happy.
And was it your goal to be a good parent since yours didn't do a very good job with you?
Yeah, pretty much.
How would you like to be remembered?
I don't care how they remember me. Mm-hmm. Because the legacy that I want is for them to be happy. I don't need to be recognized for that. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's not something I need. I mean, it would be nice. A thank you every once in a while is great. And but, you know, it's... I don't need to be remembered to leave a lasting impact. So, I just want my kids to be happy and my students to be stronger, better, happy. Mm-hmm. You know, that they have a chance to find joy.
To joy. There are two things. I think I would remember you as the most helpful teacher, like personally and with my instrument. I had Daraban, but you came in clutch because I was a brat. And there are some things that you did that were just like that made me realize that I'm a brat. And well, you know, it comes from experience. You gotta learn to not be.
You were young.
So, and then your daughter, I feel like she'd remember you as a great person because she is so kind. Yeah. Jessica is so kind. I don't think I've met anyone that's nicer than her.
Okay.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
The dumbest thing I ever did. Wow, there's so many. Okay. The dumbest thing I ever did. Well, I can tell you a story on this one. But it's a little bit... You know, it's a little bit not age appropriate though. So try not to share this one. Okay. So, and I don't mind. So what happened was that, do I really want to say this on this thing? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't. Aid. Yeah, I've made a lot of mistakes. You know, just...
Hanging out with your teenage friends.
The dumbest thing I've ever done. Okay, so here it is. So the dumbest thing I've ever done is when I was like in charge of a youth group and they were out doing what? I don't remember what, but it was snowing and I had this little car and I had 20 kids hanging on my car being dragged through the neighborhood and just sliding, like they're all holding onto the car and they're just sliding with their bare feet on this ice slick road, okay? I think that's one of the dumbest things I've done, because if one of them had slipped and fallen under a tire or something like that, or
oh, that would suck.
Yeah, but it was just this mass of flesh on top of this car because it was being dragged around.
So were they holding on bare hands, or were they like
bare hands and gloves? And depends on who it was. Yeah, some of them one handed, some of them with chain. You know, hold one and they'd hold the hand of the other person. That's one. That's good. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And that's it.
Okay.